KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Eddie Hughes, along with our producer, Kevin Kirsten. Athletics Director Jim Bartko, our co-host, couldn't be with us in studio today. We're looking forward to having him back here soon. Fresno State's about 2 weeks away from the new school year, and that means the student-athletes are back at it. Football, volleyball, and soccer camp are all underway, and Kevin and I got a chance to check out some of the football fall practices this week. They're practicing in full pads now, so it's good to see them back out there kind of getting back into the groove of, you know, live football, full action, hitting, and all the stuff that goes along with that. Leading up to today's fall scrimmage, the only one that will be open to the public, that's just getting underway, so hopefully you're on your way out to the stadium right now if you're not there already. Kevin, we talked a lot on last week's show about how much of the success this season will depend on the play of the offensive line and the defensive line for that matter. But it seems that like that first unit of the offensive line is starting to gel. They're solidifying with some experience on the inside. They've got Aaron Mitchell and Micah St. Andrew at guard, both guys who got some playing time last year, especially Mitchell started all the games.
Every game.
And then at center, you've got Jacob Vasquez. He's a senior, guy who originally came from junior college, but a guy who also got plenty of playing time last year. So that's where they've really got the core of their experience on the offensive line. And we got a chance to catch up with Aaron Mitchell after practice. He's only a junior, but seems to have really taken on a leadership role as, you know, really the most experienced guy on that unit and sort of the veteran right now.
Yeah, he does. When we talked to him, it was funny. He was laughing at the fact that, like, last year he really didn't feel like that he was in that role as to set guidelines or be a leader on the line and show the other guys what they need to do, because he felt like he was still in that position himself. And then talking to him, he understands now where he has to be, what he has to do, that he is that role since he has the most playing experience on that line. So it's just funny to see that all of a sudden you're in one position one day, and then you wake up, and now you're the leader of the offensive lab. And he seems like that he's taking on the role with open arms. Like, he seems like he's welcoming it, so that's good.
Yeah, it's really neat to see. You know, he came on last year as a sophomore, a guy who his freshman year played right away, didn't redshirt, but also didn't start, so didn't get a lot of experience until that sophomore season when they leaned heavily on him. But now he's becoming that leader, both vocally and leading by example. And, you know, that leadership on the O-line, we can't stress how important that is to a winning football team.
Especially when you have new tackles and you have a quarterback that's going to need the protection, especially from his blind side. Even if someone misses an assignment one time, it's going to be up to him to kind of wrangle them in and go over what they may have did wrong or go over something that they might not be getting, you know, as far as their assignments on a certain specific play or whatever, or just to give them confidence and say, you know what, okay, you know, you missed it that time, let's get back on the ball and let's protect our quarterback and our leader. Everyone knows that if the offensive line isn't doing their job, then nothing's going to happen on the offensive side of the ball. And the longer the offense is out on the field, then that's more rest for the defense. They can come out fresh and they could get a couple three and outs, and then the offense can do their thing. With him stepping up as being a leader and taking charge and taking them under his wing and showing them what they need to do, I think that he'll fill that role nicely. I think he's ready for it.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Obviously, it's always important for an offensive line to be able to protect the quarterback, buy the quarterback time, and make him feel comfortable back there in the pocket or scrambling around. But I think it's particularly important with this Fresno State team when you're talking about breaking in a new quarterback, someone who doesn't have all the experience under his belt, doesn't necessarily have that level of confidence yet that he'll develop over time as the starter. That's the most critical time when the offensive line can really make a difference by making that guy feel comfortable back there. And you mentioned yourself with those interior offensive linemen, they've got the most experience. Left tackle on the blind side, you're breaking in a new guy, a junior college transfer, Christian Kronk. He'll line up right beside Aaron Mitchell, which, you know, should help a little bit to ease that transition and make him feel a little more comfortable that he's got a proven veteran, so to speak, right next to him on that line.
You want to be lined up hat on hat, helmet on helmet on the line. You don't want to have to help out a guy handling a defensive end coming off the side, you know, and have to double team him or anything, because then that's obviously going to open up some blitz packages through the middle or coming straight up in the face of Chasen or whoever gets to be the quarterback. It's going to be important. He'll be right in his ear. So he's going to have a little, you know, his little conscience in the side of his helmet. It might even be like quarterbacks have their little speakers in their helmets, you know, getting plays called in. He might be his little speaker inside his helmet, like saying, you know, calm down, okay, you know, he might have been a little late off the ball, or good job. You know, you picked him up and you picked up that blitzer or something that you didn't expect coming, or, you know, you picked the right man. So it's going to be good that he's right next to him. So I'm sure that he's going to provide him with the confidence that he needs and, you know, just giving him some pointers throughout the whole game. He's going to have him right next to him. So that's going to be good for him.
Yeah, really an extension of the coaching staff on the field in a way. You mentioned Kronk getting that left tackle spot, at least as of right now in fall camp. Looks like on the right side, David Patterson's going to be the right tackle. He's a guy you got to feel good for. He's been in the program for a few years, and he's, you know, he's paid his dues and worked his way up to that first string unit right now, where he's been holding his own there. And so, you know, both those guys, they're going to get a quick introduction to their roles. The opening game at Nebraska, you're going to face some real athletes there, some guys with a lot of talent, a lot of size, a lot of athleticism. And we asked Aaron Mitchell about, you know, that opening game and what it's going to take from the offensive line, as well as just how the offensive line's progressing. And we'll bring you that interview now.
Aaron Mitchell here, offensive lineman. Talk about what the main differences are coming off from last season to coming into now.
I think last year I was a little more timid. I think it gave me a chance to grow up a little bit, play around some older guys. And now going to my junior year, I think it's exciting. It's a little bit, it's cooler. I get to, you know, shine some light on the younger guys and help them, bring them along. And just hopefully we're great this year and go out there and just a different mindset, physical mindset that we're out there. We're ready to play anywhere, anytime.
Is it a little bit strange, you know, talking about bringing the younger guys along when you're a younger guy yourself in a sense, but, you know, maybe compared to the other teammates, more experienced?
Definitely. I was actually sitting at home before the first day of fall camp thinking, wow, I'm made that transition going into my junior year. That's, now I'm the older guy, I set the standard, and guys are looking at me like, okay, what's he doing? I got to do that. So I think it's definitely, it's cooler to be able to have both sides. You know, last year I was looking up, and now I'm looking down, so it's very cool.
Talk about the role of the offensive line this year and how important that is to the entire team going forward.
As a goal, as a team, and for the offensive line, I think we need to be our rock. I think we need to be able to have guys, you know, got young guys all on the outside, and we got some experience out there and a young quarterback. I think when time gets hard, I think we should be able to be people to lean on. I think if we get going as offensive line, I think this team can get going. And I think we're doing a good job. There's a little hiccups, but I think we're going to do some great things this year.
Last year, you know, there were a couple games, like the San Jose State game comes to mind, where people were criticizing the physicality, saying Fresno State got outmanned, outmuscled a little bit. Did you guys take that personal at all?
Oh, of course. Anytime that someone from the outside comes and takes a shot at the team, I think, and talks about the physicality, you know, it hurts a little bit, but no one can tell us what we are. You know, it's just a chance for us to stand up and say, hey, okay, that's what they see us as. Let's change it. Because we always have the chance to determine who we are.
Do you consider yourself, your group of offensive linemen, as a physical unit?
I think we've changed the mindset. I think we always talk about, you know, first time when they came in the spring, we talk about changing the paradigm. And I think we've done that. I think the type of runs and, you know, us as a team, we want to be able to run inside zone. We're going to be that type of team. So I think that we are a more physical group, and there's always room to keep pushing that limit.
You guys have a new position coach in, obviously, with Mark Weber. Talk about the biggest differences you've seen between him and the previous coaching staff.
Both guys are very good coaches. I love them both. I love the way they both coach. And I think I love the way Coach Weber approaches situations. He wants to teach us what to do. And I think he's a great coach, and I think we're going to go out there and do great things with him.
Is it nice to have someone like him who's a little bit familiar with Bulldog football, having coached here in the past previously?
Definitely. He always talks about back in 04 and 05 when he coached Mankins and Wendell, about the type of guys they were. So it kind of gives us like a standard of who we want to be like, the type of football they were. You know, they'd go play anywhere, anytime. So I think that's great having him and being able to look at that and say we could be those type of guys. It just takes some work.
Speaking of anyone, anywhere, anytime, you guys open up at Nebraska this year. Obviously, they've got some big guys up front. You look forward to a challenge like that?
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time being able to go down there and play bigger guys. You know, it kind of lets us know where we're at. And I think it's going to be very fun. I think we're going to go down there and just play hard and physical, and the outcome is the outcome, but we're going to go out there and give it all we got.
You know, I remember the past Bulldogs coach, Pat Hill. I don't know how much of a chance you've had to get to know him, but I heard him early on last year single you out as a top prospect on the team, a guy he was really excited about for Bulldog football. I don't know if you'd heard that before, or just how does it feel to know that he gave you praise like that?
Just knowing the type of guy he is, you know, it's nice, but I wouldn't be able to do it without my teammates. You know, I come out here, I try to bring juice, and, you know, I can bring my teammates with me. So I couldn't do anything without my teammates.
Talk about the running game a little bit and how important that's going to be to establish this year. I know it's a bigger part of the offense going forward, but you've got a lot of inexperienced guys back there. You bringing those guys along at all too, or are you kind of just blocking for whoever's back there?
Honestly, you know, whoever's back there running the ball, I'm glad to block for. But the run game is going to be very, very important. You know, it needs to be something we can lean on. It needs to be something where it's third and fourth and third and two, and everyone in the stadium knows we're running the ball. We need to be able to run the ball at those times.
You guys have obviously your most experiences in the inside three positions at tackle. You got two new guys in there as far as starting roles. Talk about how they're meshing with the unit and, you know, what differences you feel with the new guy next to you.
I think they're doing a great job. I think David Patterson is doing a hell of a job. And Kronk, you know, he's actually from the same hometown as me. He lives 5 miles away from me. And, you know, it's a cool thing because I've been able to bring him in, bring him on my wing, and just bring him along because I know he can be a great player. And I'm glad to be able to play that next to all. We're going to do a great job this year.
Obviously, you guys open up on the road, but then you got the home game against Sac State after that. How big is it for you guys to have that crowd in there supporting you and kind of giving you that extra lift?
The Red Wave is very important to us. You know, there's nothing better feeling than walking down that ramp and the crowd's going crazy and running out there. And, you know, our defense makes a big play, gets us back on the field. It's awesome. You know, it's just the roar of the crowd really brings excitement, gets us all juiced up, ready to go.
Aaron Mitchell, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That was junior offensive guard Aaron Mitchell. We also got a chance out at practice this week to chat with his position coach, offensive line coach Mark Weber. Weber, a lot of fans know, he was previously here on the coaching staff in 2004 and 2005 under Pat Hill, and now has, you know, circled back after a few other stops to some familiar stomping grounds out at Valley Growers Field. He's coached some great ones in his previous stop at Fresno State, including Logan Mankins, who turned into one of the best guards in NFL history, Ryan Wendell, who's still with the New England Patriots. And, you know, it's a bit too early to tell how the current guys on the roster stack up with some of those all-time Fresno State greats. But we talked to Weber and asked him about the mentality of the group and what he's looking for out of them.
So we're here with offensive line coach Mark Weber. Good to be back as a Bulldog.
Great to be back as a Bulldog. Love it.
What types of memories are stirring up around you just being back out here after a few years away?
Well, this practice field, we weren't out here all spring. It's fun to be on this field and thinking about Logan Mankins, Ryan Wendell, Chris Demon, all those dudes we used to get after it. Great groups. And these kids are the same type of kids, just tough guys.
How do you compare the group of offensive linemen you have right now to those groups as far as mentality and the style of play?
They're getting the mentality. You know, it's bringing a culture back, and they're younger than some of those guys were. I mean, Wendell was a freshman, but, you know, Ike came in and had some pretty veteran guys who were in the culture, in the mindset. So it's developing it, but it's so fun to see these guys improve every day. I mean, every single practice we're improving as far as the mindset goes and as far as the technique goes. We got a long way to go, but it's fun as a coach to see them improve.
When you talk about that mindset and bringing that culture back, are you looking for the same things you were looking for when you were here in the mid-2000s, or has it changed now because of spread offenses and the style of play?
No, toughness is toughness. If it's 5 one-on-ones, it's 5 one-on-ones, you know, but it's a different style of offense, so, you know, that helps the culture, the offense we ran before, but we're still going to run the ball downhill, and it's still got to be physical, and it's five dudes battling.
How happy are you with where the unit's at right now? What do they need to focus on the most before that season opener?
Well, shoot, I'm very happy because they've improved every day. We have to get better fundamentally and sharpen some things up, and we have to continue to learn how to play hard and finish blocks. And that only comes from live days. Excuse me, it doesn't only come from live days, but you get to see it show up on live days. And, you know, we need some more live drills to add up as camp goes on. And it'll be fun, but I'm very happy with their progress.
Obviously, you guys have a little bit more experience on the interior of the line. How are those tackles coming along?
Really well. They're good athletes, and the tackles are very athletic and very smart, and they're working hard.
So overall, for this group, who's the vocal leader out there? Who's the guy that's kind of pulling them along?
Aaron Mitchell. Aaron's the vocal leader of the group, and then Jacob being the center makes all the calls, and he's done a nice job and does it within his personality. But those two guys are probably the ones that the guys look to as leaders.
Coach Mark Weber, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Fresno State's offensive line coach Mark Weber. You know, we stressed how important that offensive line play is, but the defensive line is just as critical, as we talked about a bit on last week's show. Seems to be a recurring theme that, you know, both these line plays, that battle in the trenches, is really going to define not only the success of the season, but the attitude and the makeup and, you know, sort of the identity of this Bulldogs football team.
They're tied together the defense, the energy they exude, the way they're hitting on the field, if they cause a three and out, if they get the offense back on the field, and also if they create turnovers deep in the opponent's zone or get the offense out and give them quick opportunities to score, to get on the board, and not make the offense feel like all the pressure's on them to score or outscore the opponent. They got to have faith that if they go down and they get a field goal instead of a touchdown, that the defense can hold up and they could depend on them as well, because it's a whole team effort. It's not just one side of the ball.
Yeah, and I think, Kevin, we were both out there at fall camp talking to some of the players, some of the coaches. It seems like last year they were aware that people were questioning whether they were physical enough. And I think whenever you're questioning a football player's toughness, that can be sort of a blow to their mentality or their ego. And it seemed like a few of those guys remembered that physicality being questioned last year, and they didn't like it too much. And so they're out to prove otherwise this season.
I think it's important that they do remember that, because the first couple games, I'm going to feel bad. I mean, Nebraska, yeah, you know, they're going to be a big team, but I think that they're going to come out hitting the first couple games, and they're going to make sure that the rest of the Mountain West and teams that are upcoming on the schedule know that is no longer the case. Even if it wasn't the case, that's not even a rumor anymore. They're going to come out hitting. They're going to come out with a purpose, and they're going to come out trying to convey that message that we're not a team that people think we are. We're not soft. We're going to come out. You're going to leave our games hurting when you come to Fresno State and play in Bulldog Stadiums. I think that's important that it's still in their heads, and I can't wait to see them administer the pain on the opposing teams that come into Bulldog Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, being in the community for so many years, you might have your occasional down season, occasionally miss a bowl game, but the one thing that was always kind of a constant with Fresno State football is you're going to get a tough, hard-nosed effort from that football team. When you play Fresno State, you know, whether you're Texas A&M or whether you're an FCS team at a smaller, you know, football program, you're going to know after you play Fresno State that you've been in a physical game. You're going to, you know, feel some aches and pains maybe, and know that those guys play hard and they get after it. And I think last year, you know, it depends who you talk to, whether Fresno State lost some of that last year. We know they had a tough season going 3-9. They're trying to bounce back, but that's one area where it seems like the coaching staff, you know, from the tight ends coach to the offensive line coach all across the board, they're stressing that toughness and physicality. That's something they're looking for. We heard Mark Weber talk about the offensive line and how he was here in the mid-2000s, and that was the staple of Bulldog football, and that's still exactly what he's looking for today. Yeah, the offense has changed from pro style to spread. It's a completely different atmosphere throughout the nation in college football, really, the way offenses have opened up. But Weber said he's still looking for the same basic characteristics in his guys up front. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you got to think they're looking for the same kind of guys, guys that are tough, guys that give that effort, play in and play out. They don't take plays off. You know, they're really just getting after you for a full 60 minutes. And, you know, last year the Bulldogs didn't generate the pressure up front that they wanted. This defense, as you know, being a Steelers fan, predicated around pressuring the quarterback, coming from different angles, coming from different spots on the field. And there's been some turnover on the depth chart on the defensive line, but at the same time, they're starting to build a little bit of depth. One of the big additions that allowed them to do that was Malik Forrester out of the JC ranks we mentioned last week. He's a guy that's about 320 pounds. He can move people off that line. He can take on double teams, and his presence there in the middle at the nose tackle position allows Nathan Madsen, you know, sort of, he's a junior also, but sort of the most experienced guy on that line, to move back to his natural position of defensive end. Last year, Madsen was playing in the middle there at nose and a little bit out of his comfort zone, out of what he's used to. Now he goes back to his natural defensive end position. That should open a lot of things for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, if you have Forrester in the inside and they know they can't run through the two-hole, they know they can't run it straight up the gut on you, they're going to have to bounce it outside. And then you have Madsen, which he knows that position out there. He's going to take care of what he has to take care of. He's going to get that runner when he has to bounce outside. I think it's great that the coaches are sort of challenging him, saying, like, is this the identity that you want to be known for? Do you want to be known for Bulldog football being tough and not being able to be run over by people coming in there? So it's going to be important that Madsen gets back to where he's comfortable at. It's going to be important for Forrester to plug up that inside of that line. It's going to be important for them to be tough. They need to be tough. They need to make people know that they can't just step all over them and just run into the secondary. So it's going to be something to watch. It's going to be an important piece of the puzzle for the Bulldogs this year, and I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, for me, it's always a blast to go out those first couple of weeks of fall camp, and you kind of look at guys, you look across the field. You can always tell when guys are playing, you know, at a notch above or when they're really excelling at their position. It stands out because it looks a little bit different than the guys who are younger, who have less experience. And Nathan Mattson, to me, was that first guy that kind of jumped out to me, flashed at camp, and he looked like a guy who's, you know, poised to have a big season this year. I think he's going to be tough to handle for some of the Bulldogs' opponents, especially when they get into league play, which is the important thing. And, you know, we caught up with Nathan Mattson after practice this week. We got his thoughts on moving back to defensive end, as well as his thoughts on how the unit's developing as a whole. And here's that interview now.
You're here with Nathan Mattson. Tell us how you felt out there. It looked like you got the better of a couple of your matchups out there, but how'd it feel?
You know, it's exciting. Everyone getting back out here, you know, everyone just getting together. And, you know, we've worked out and ran all summer, so it's nice to finally get on the field and run some plays as a defense and going against other people. So it's really awesome to get out here with your teammates. Like I said, we've been working, so we just want to show off our skills out here.
You're moving back to your more natural position, defensive end this year. How much relief is that for you, or do you think it's a big plus for the defense as a whole?
Just got told to move back to end. You know, I just do what they tell me and just try to do the best of it. It was relief. I never came here as nose guard, but at the same time, I enjoy playing nose guard because it's something different, and you always want those extra tools in your bag. So, you know, it was awesome, and it's great. Defensive end's more, I feel like, my natural position, but, you know, wherever they need me, I'm willing to step up and, you know, help out the defense.
You think it's good for the team to have a couple guys with some more weight on them in the middle there that allow you to move outside?
Yeah, we definitely need those guys in our defense. It helps a lot. You know, they take on double teams, but, you know, they also need to not just be big, but move quick and be strong and know what to do. So, you know, we have a few guys like that. They're working hard to get there. So, you know, it's always nice to have those guys in a defense like we have. We need that.
You assuming a bit of a leadership role this year?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I've gotten a lot of experience over the years. I started a few games my freshman year. I started last year at nose guard. So, you know, I'm more of a guy that's been on the team for a while. So, you know, I've been filling the leadership role during summer and, you know, just trying my best just to show the guys the steps it takes to get, you know, where you want to get and, you know, to reach your goals and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been filling in that leadership role. It's not as easy, you know, as people make it seem, but, you know, I've been enjoying it.
You a vocal guy out there, or what type of leadership do you demonstrate?
I'm more of both, I feel like. When it needs to be, I'm a vocal guy, but, you know, I always love making plays and showing these guys, you know, let's go, let's get hyped up, and let's stop the offense. So, you know, I like to fill up both roles, but when the time comes, I'll say something.
What do you feel like the biggest differences are this year with the new defensive coordinator?
He just has a different attitude, you know, he has new energy. He's coached at big schools, coached a lot of great players, and he has some great insight, so it's always nice to get a guy like that as defense coordinator. So it's really exciting to be around him, and, you know, every day he always mentions our goals, and we got to reach him every day, and he never lets his foot off the gas pedal.
For you guys to kind of turn it around and get the defense, you know, leading the team to a lot of wins this year, what's it going to take from your unit up front? Are you guys kind of driving that, or, you know, what role does the defensive line play in making that defense great?
D-line plays a big part. You know, it all starts up front. You know, it's a big part of us to get down our roles and understand what we need to do before game and camp. And, you know, we need to get there before everyone else because, like I said, it starts up front. And, you know, first snaps of the game, it starts up front in the trenches. So, you know, D-line, it starts with us and it ends with us. So it's very important to have a D-line be on point. And today I saw some good things and I also saw some things we need to work on. So, you know, we're getting there. It's going to take some days. We aren't going to get all at once. We're taking it day by day.
Nathan Mattson, thanks for being with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Fresno State defensive end Nathan Mattson. We also caught up at fall camp with head coach Tim DeRuiter to get his thoughts on the 2016 Dogs and just being back out at practice.
Tim, it has been long since we talked to you. How did it feel just to be out on the field today?
It felt great. Cooperation from the weather, that was nice. A lot of life in our guys' legs, you know, got a lot of pep in their stance. Guys are excited to be out here. It was fun to coach them. Things clean up. We were sloppy in our ball security. Our defense had a couple takeaways, which is always good to see, but offense, we got to get that cleaned up. A bunch of the young guys just have to learn how we practice, just the tempo at which we practice, how we get lined up, and it's different for most people. But I liked, like I said, the effort. I thought we had really good retention from our veteran guys, and we got some work done today.
When you guys start practice and you gather them up, what's kind of the general message?
Well, the general message is everybody at this time of season is undefeated. They all want to be champions. But it's not about wanting to or saying you're going to do it. It's about, you know, the work you put in and specifically the detail. And so we just challenge them to practice their tails off and be focused with detail.
When you got the new coaches in for spring ball, did that kind of set you guys up to be a little more smooth and know what you're doing for fall here?
Well, yeah, anytime you get a chance to go through spring ball in a new system, the guys, you know, retain that coming back, and that was good to see. You can tell that I think both sides of the ball, you know, did a good job of having play and run practices because there was a lot of retention. Some really good questions in meetings this morning. You know, you could tell the guys were in tune. A lot more new terminology and things on offense, and so they'll have some things to smooth through. But defensively, we got a bunch of guys that have been playing the system and played fast today.
We were talking about four quarterbacks. From what you saw, what do you think?
I think all three of the new guys, they all have live arms. They're athletic. They all have the skill set that we're looking for that position. And so it was kind of fun to see those guys roll through and, you know, take snaps with the different groups.
Anyone able to stand out?
It's hard to tell. It's good to see. We got some good length. I like how the receiver group looked. You know, they're looking lean and fast. You know, we think that, you know, one of those corners, whether it's Jaren Bryan or Juju Hughes, is probably because of our injuries there, going to have to step up. I like how they competed today. But like I said, it's just really early. You know, we'll wait until, you know, a few practices in before we can make any conclusions about anything.
So many running backs. How are the reps going?
Well, they're spinning through. I saw Deontay Perry in there, you know, break off some nice things. Savion looks good. Justin Rice early looked good. He kind of tweaked his foot a little bit, but he should be all right. All three of those guys are going to have a chance to compete for a spot.
Coach, conditioning-wise, summer voluntary workout, how are they today, first day?
The guys that have been here all summer, they look great. You know, we're going to work with the new guys here a little bit. I think they're over there doing some half gassers right now. But I liked, you know, the work that they had put in. I thought our guys handled things well, much better shape than we were, you know, in the springtime.
Just eyeball-wise, the airport lineup, looking at your defense, do you see a difference between last year?
Well, yeah, no doubt. It's particularly up front. You know, when you got Malik and Bellany, 310-plus guys at the nose guard, we can put Nate, who's 290 now, and Nick Christophers, he's 280-ish. Those young guys, Kevin Atkins and Elijah Piper, are 300-plus-pound guys that we're starting to look the way we're supposed to. You know, when you're 250 and 260 up front, offense had a lot better chance to get some movement up there. Where I know Coach Germano's in a lot more smiles on his face now that he's got some bulk up there.
Safety positions. When Coach Ward was looking at addressing this offseason, is what do you feel about the group that you have coming into camp?
Well, I thought Stratton and Deshaun really had good camps in springtime and kind of established themselves. So, you know, for us, it's about getting depth going. Dalen's played a lot. I thought he made some strides this spring. He's just got to play with confidence. The three of those guys, I think, got a chance. And then Jalen Smith, you know, he redshirted a year ago. He had the bad shoulder. He's still a little bit behind in the development, but he's got a chance. And then, you know, Jaren's a guy who we may play at corner, we may play at safety. So we've got some talented guys. Some of them are young. And then Alan Wright went out and had a pick today. You know, he's starting to come into his own. So we've got a good mix of three seniors. And I say an older guy in Deshaun. He started some games last year, but he seems like he's been around a while.
Coach, early indications are that Chase and Virgil may get the start. It's not solidified yet, but if he does, do you feel like the offensive line is going to be able to hold up to give him time to go through his progressions? Because we know he can run. Is he going to be able to stay put? Or
we got 28 practices more after this one to get our offensive line square. And after spring, I feel like we're going to get there. No matter if it's Chase and no matter if it's somebody else, our guys are going to go through their progressions. I mean, that's just the way it is. You've got to be able to trust the guys are going to do their jobs. You can't worry about looking at the rush or you're not going to be able to execute.
How far has DeJounte O'Neal come since he first got here?
He hadn't got any taller, but he's a great guy to have out of practice. He's explosive. He's, you know, running with our second group right now, and he's a guy that can make things happen, and we're going to figure out ways to get him the ball in space and get him one-on-one with people. It's fun to see him play with a little bit more confidence. I think he had a lot more confidence coming out of spring, and when you play with confidence, you got a chance.
Is this one of the better quarterback competitions that you've seen in the last few years here?
Well, I think clearly there's more depth and quality depth than at any point since we've been here. We've got some guys, you know, like Zach, who's got some experience. You know, Christian played a year ago at the junior college level. You know, the new guy, Quentin Davis, you know, they played 13, 14 games last year at Bosco and understands this system. All those guys have live arms and they understand the system. So Chasen's obviously the leader in the clubhouse, but he's got to work this camp to make sure that he stays in that number one position.
That was Fresno State head coach Tim DeRuiter. Thanks again to our other guests, Aaron Mitchell, Mark Weber, and Nathan Madsen. And thanks to the Fresno State Sports Report producer, Kevin Kirsten, as always, for joining us today. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for another Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. We'll be right back.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.